We're joined now by former Ambassador Joseph Wilson, the husband, of course, of Valerie Plame Wilson. It was his op-ed piece in the New York Times in 2003 that led the White House to try to discredit him and ultimately led to the prosecution of Louis Libby. Ambassador Wilson, what do you take away from the verdict today?
Well, what I take away from the verdict is two things. One, I think it's a very sad day when a senior public servant is convicted of crimes, particularly the crime of obstructing justice, because after all, defending the Constitution of the United States is one of the obligations of a public servant. On the other hand, I take away from it the sort of reaffirmation that this is a nation of laws and that no individual is above the law.
We heard the comments of one of the jurors speaking after the verdict saying that they were thinking, what are we doing with this guy? Where's Rove? Where are the other guys? Do those comments resonate with you?
Well, they do. And of course, we have a civil suit that we filed so that we can question Mr. Rove, Mr. Cheney, Mr. Armitage, and perhaps others about precisely what their involvement in this matter was. Now that this trial is over, the President of the United States and the Vice President should have no more reason not to share with the American people their roles in this. I would argue that as a start, the President and the Vice President ought to release the transcripts of their meetings with Mr. Fitzgerald.
You mentioned the civil suit. This is a civil case you're pursuing, charging that White House officials and others conspired to retaliate against you. What new evidence do you think you might be able to introduce in that case should it come to trial?
Well, I think the important thing for us is to be able to get discovery. That way we can begin to ask these people some rather pointed questions about their involvement, and that will hopefully unleash more facts about senior officials' involvement in this matter.
If President Bush were to pardon Louis Libby, how would you feel about that?
Well, I think that our system of justice requires that justice be served. And I would hope that the president, because this is something that where he has a distinct conflict of interest, this is, after all, an assistant to the president who's been convicted, that he would recuse himself and stay out of this matter.
In other words, not issue a pardon.
Absolutely.
Ambassador Wilson, thanks very much.
Thanks very much.
That's Ambassador Joseph Wilson, the husband of Valerie Plame Wilson. As we mentioned earlier, Louis Libby was acquitted of one count today. It was the charge that he lied to the FBI about his conversation with former Time magazine reporter Matthew Cooper. Cooper is now Washington editor for Portfolio magazine, and he joins us from his office in Washington. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks, Melissa.
Were you surprised that count was the only one leading to acquittal?
I guess I'm a little surprised it was just one. You know, I didn't think it would be a 4-1 split in counts, but it makes a certain amount of sense.
You testified first before the grand jury and then at the trial under subpoena. What do you think the lessons of this case are for reporters, for confidential sources?
Well, you know, Melissa, saying don't quote me on this or let me tell you something off the record is a way of life in Washington. It's a way of life for a lot of reporters around the country covering other things. But it's a good reminder that that agreement between reporter and source really has no basis in law, only in honor.
I wonder what you see as the broader lesson of this whole experience. We have now this conviction on perjury and obstruction of justice, but nothing about the leak itself, which is how this whole thing started out as a leak investigation.
Well, Melissa, it's not the first time we've seen things like this. You know, Al Capone got convicted on tax charges. So these things can wander far afield. I don't think it in any way, though, diminishes the embarrassment to the administration.
You know, part of Louis Libby's defense was that he was being made the fall guy for the administration for something far larger than his own actions. What do you make of that argument in the end?
I think it was curious to a lot of people why some other people weren't charged in the case. I mean, Ari Fleischer's statements to the grand jury seem to have been false. So why wasn't he charged? I think that people have raised that question. But, you know, the defense came out of the gates with a very strong charge that Libby had been set up to protect other people in the White House. And then they presented no evidence that there was an effort to set up Libby. I think if he'd presented some evidence on that front, he might have gotten traction.
Matthew Cooper was one of the many reporters who testified at the Louis Libby trial. He's now Washington editor for Portfolio magazine. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Melissa.